Knowledge of Samatha jhanas. Question. Would it be helpful to experience the jhanas so that you can help a meditator to move beyond blocks? Answer. I think the underlying source of questions like this is that people really want to learn the jhanas. Just the thought of deep states of bliss and peace sound exciting, so there arises a sort of desire for such states. When you more clearly see the nature of ultimate reality, such experiences become less exciting, as they are subject to the characteristics of impermanence, suffering, and non-self. What you really need is an understanding of how reality works. The jhanas are just another part of reality. Jhanas are not anything mysterious or extraordinary. They are a state where the mind is secluded from the hindrances. They are just mind states. They can last for extended periods of time. You can cultivate them in various ways, and you can use them to develop any number of magical powers like remembering past lives and so on. But the best way to understand them is to understand the reality that underlies all experiences. This is done through practicing the simple meditation of the four foundations of mindfulness to understand the building blocks of experience, because once you understand what makes up experience, how experience works in terms of cause and effect, then there is nothing mysterious or hard to understand or really at all exciting about the jhanas. So to directly answer your question, I do not think it would be at all helpful. Direct experience of how the mind works is far more useful than cultivating the samatha jhanas in order to help someone who experienced them and was having a block with them. Attachment to peaceful and tranquil states of mind is common, and that is quite difficult to train someone out of. It can be difficult to wean a person who has practiced samatha meditation intensively off of it, especially if they are coming from a different religious tradition. For example, if they had practiced meditation in the Hindu tradition, which has different goals and ideas, or even Buddhist meditation traditions that emphasize the practice of tranquility and the states of calm that it produces, which can be sometimes difficult to let go of. Weaning someone off of their attachment to pleasant states of mind has nothing to do with knowledge of the jhanas. It has to do with knowledge of attachments and views. Views about what is true happiness, views about what is self, and views about control and letting go. It has to do with views about impermanence. And as the Buddha said, the jhanas and any kind of pleasant or even neutral feeling they bring is not permanent. Understanding these things does not require you to have attained the jhanas yourself.